As we would continue with our Friday theme on 91.3 WYSO, burning down the house. Still taking your suggestions, 769-1998. But it's such a pleasure for me to welcome to the studio just fabulous singer-songwriter. And she's going to be burning down the house tonight at the Coast Auditorium in Springfield. It's my pleasure to welcome Mika Pauly.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Mika. Thanks for coming today. Getting down here pretty early for your show this evening. The pre-party starts at 6:30, and you're on stage tonight with Jonathan Kingham. I'd like to find out a little bit more about him, but if you would, just go right into a song. Tell us a little about it.
This is a song from my the album that I'm touring behind, The Science of Making Choices, and it's called I Haven't Even Started With You, and I'm just going to play it, and then the content will be self-evident.
Does it feel to have enough? Is it like washing your hands, elbow deep in the tub? You take soap and water, take hand one and two. You rub them together and at some point you're through. But it's not even true. The dirt never comes off. You wash them forever. It is never enough. My hands are filthy, and that's nothing new. But I haven't even started with. Is it like when your friends tell you you've had enough? They take you aside, oh, grave and serious. Oh, at the time, you swear they are wrong. How can you keep drowning with nothing to drown on? But to wake up the next day and the sun is too bright, your skull is too small, and you know they were right. I can't think or talk straight, and that's nothing new, but I haven't even started.
Mika Pauly live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. I have just met you, but I can promise you that I will never cross you.
That's awesome.
I know, see?
We have a soundproof window between us, too, so.
I feel pretty safe, and I'm just going to be completely respectful, which is actually honest because I really respect your work. It's a great new record that you have out, and I just am kind of astonished at the path that led you here. You're Boston-born.
Correct.
But you didn't really stay there.
No, I was born there. I grew up all over the country, but I did come back to Boston, and that's where I started music, and I was there for about 5 years. And then I live in New York now.
Yeah.
I do claim Boston somewhat as home. I don't know where home is, but I claim a lot of it as Boston.
It's at the Conservatorium tonight. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's home right now.
She's playing with Jonathan Kingham, part of the Club Kuss series, which is a pretty sweet situation that they offer up at Kuss Auditorium. It's a dinner and a show. You come early. It's not great dinner, but there's some appetizers. It's kind of a festive atmosphere, and you talk and get ready to enjoy some great music, and then the show gets underway, I think, just after 8 o'clock. I'll double-check that. But so Jonathan Kingham, are you going to be trading songs, playing some together as well?
Well, no, actually, we're going to play separate sets, and then at the end of the concert, before it ends, we'll get up together and do some songs. I have never met Jonathan.
Oh!
So that's going to make it even more interesting for the show. So we're going to meet later today, figure out those songs.
What fun!
And then play them. Yeah, I think it's very cool. I'm really glad that Stu put us together like that. Stu's the guy who books the show. He's behind
the
concert
scenes.
Series.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. You can find out about tickets, by the way, at PACTKTS is a way to ring through and get yourself to the show this evening. We're talking with Mika Polly, a singer-songwriter who's been around these environs. You swung through this way before.
I have. I've played in Springfield at one of Stu's events before. And, you know, I've played Dayton, Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland. I guess I'm just naming Ohio cities.
Sure.
Now, but yeah.
Yeah. all of them. Yeah. Middletown,
them.
Springfield.
Let's go.
We got Mika Polly live in studio. Would you sing us another and tell us a little about it?
Sure. This one is actually the title track to The Science of Making Choices. And it's not the name of the song, but it's the first line of the song. And, you know, it's basically... The title of the album is somewhat misleading because I don't know The Science of Making Choices. The rest of the album is just sort of me messing up song by song.
Mika Polly, live on Excursions.
I'd like to learn the science of making choices. I'd like to learn the art of knowing when. I'd like to learn the science of making choices in case I get to do it all over again. Travel that lets me act on everything I know now. Does someone somewhere know the trick to time travel? 'Cause God and I know how it goes when I'm not allowed. Let's have another go. This time I won't be a psycho. This time both my id and ego will blow you. Logical plan. have my word that I will consult the experts. I'll make them swear there's nothing there I misunderstand.
Polly, live on Excursion. She's live on stage tonight. Club Quiz starts at 6 o'clock. The show gets underway with Jonathan Kingham at 7:30. This time I won't be a psycho. That's freaking awesome.
Thanks. I used to have a t-shirt that I would sell that said, "This time I won't be a psycho." And I sold it to psychos everywhere. I need to get that back into print.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that's just, you don't get that every day. But I find myself saying it to myself, not in maybe those exact words, but I swear to God, I'm not gonna be a freak this time. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't do
and
it,
you,
right.
You'll, no offense, you'll be saying it for the rest of your life. It never goes away.
The Science of Making Choices is the new album from Mika Polly, our guests today. You should spell your names because it's not Polly like Polly. Pollywanna. Plus, it's a I-E, not E-I, right?
That's correct. Okay, yeah. So the first name is M-I-E-K-A. So I before E, except after C. M-I-E-K-A. And then it's Polly, not like Polly Winnicracker, but it's Polly, like as in Jane Polly, I guess.
Yeah.
Polly Perrette. P-A-U-L-E-Y.
You've definitely been on the road a lot. I'm checking online here. It says that you were touring with Citizen Cope and Edwin McKay. And that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Those were great tours. They threw me a number of shows. I've gone on the road with Citizen Cope a number of times, and his audience is great. I think it matches what I do pretty well.
Sure. We're talking with Mika Polly live in the studio. Club Quiz gets underway with lovely finger food at 6 o'clock. Show starts at 7:30 with Jonathan Kingham. Mika will play, and then they'll close the show. I love that. That shows you're a good sport, that you're willing to sort of like, okay, let's try this.
Absolutely. That's what folk music's about, you know, just collaborating and seeing what happens.
You spent some time at Harvard. You're smart. You're not just a great singer.
Yeah, I went to Harvard. That's where I started playing out, too, was at Harvard Square. So I would set up my amp and street perform to people. And, you know, just sort of ended up making enough money, and I never looked back.
So the school, concurrent there for a while, but then you're just like, you know what? I'm doing music.
I did graduate, though. I
oh,
wanted
did
to
you?
Make sure. I'm kind of risk averse. I wanted to make sure I had the degree. If I already spent, you know, that money,
sure.
I'm going to finish.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so I got the degree, I was playing out as I was studying, but it became clear that this is what I was going to do.
Wow. And what is your degree?
It biological anthropology.
Get out!
Which is kind of a mouthful, but it's it got renamed to evolutionary biology. So that's a little bit clearer of what I studied. It was evolution, genetics, primatology even.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I look at humans through sort of monkey-colored glasses. Yeah, I see everybody as primates.
It lends itself, it's songwriter. I mean, that's like looking to the core of the matter, right?
So yeah,
I
think breaking it down to our core instincts as opposed to all the complications we lay on top of it.
Well, you didn't realize it, but you had a double major, that
yeah.
In music. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm so pleased to have you here. Thanks so much for coming by. I did want to mention that that's one of the sweetest acoustic electric ovations I've ever seen.
Oh, it's really sweet. Yeah, I do. It's funny that you bring it up because I do have a sponsorship with Ovation.
Nice.
Yeah, which is nice. So I get these nice guitars, but we're not talking about that because of that. She just noticed that it looks
really
sweet.
I did notice it. You did not even bring it up.
Yeah,
I did.
It's a nice, it's completely plastic and black. It's
like carbonite.
It's not, though. It's some of the guitars are carbonite. This is actually completely plastic, but you can't tell by the way it sounds. It still has a good sound. And it's also a whole step down. It's made to do that. So I don't know if for any guitar players out there, I would always tune my guitar down. And they said, well, why don't you just try a guitar that's actually made to do that so that the guitar, so the neck wouldn't break. So
wow.
I love it. I feel pretty, I can't curse.
Right.
Like a bad butt.
Yeah, hey.
Can I say that instead?
Way worse.
Way worse.
We know. I know what you're talking about.
I think everybody else does.
I think we do. But that's funny. And then if you ever need to, you know, play along with somebody with another guitar, you just put a capo on, right?
Absolutely.
And
you can never know. Yeah, standard.
Brilliant. Well, it's a beautiful guitar. You're beautiful. You have a fabulous voice.
Thank you.
Going to be on stage tonight at the Club Kuss. There at the Kuss Clark State Performing Arts Center. It's going to be quite an evening. If you would, play on your non carbonite beautiful plastic Ovation guitar another for us. I'd be delighted.
I will. I was just thinking because you were talking about where I grew up and where I lived, and I don't know what my home is, you know, because I grew up everywhere. I live everywhere, you know. I just found a home in Jersey. I've been like actually homeless for about a year and a half.
Wow.
And I finally settled down. So this song, it was off an EP. I'm probably gonna put it on the next album, I don't know, but it's sort of, I wrote it before all the home stuff went down, but it's sort of, the meaning of it changed to me. So sort of, you know, encapsulates that.
Here Mika Polly, live on WISO.
I don't know what to do. I think I lost track of that golden rule. If I find it again, I will lock myself in. I don't know what to do, to do. Please let me come home before I forget it. Please let everything be just as I left it. I did not see the change, step by step, and I'm miles away. With days made of hours and years made of days, I did not see the change, the change. Please let me come home before I forget it. Please let everything be just as I left it. Please let me come home before I forget it. Please let everything be just as I left it. That memory left me hope for a peace I cannot comprehend. I'll resolve in heaven that ache heaven sent. Just as I left it, please let me come home before I forget it. Please let everything be just as I left it. Check of that golden
Mika Pauly, live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. Mika is on stage tonight. The lobby party begins at 6. Show gets underway at 7:30 with Jonathan Kingham. Mika, thank you for sharing your great talents with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was top flight. Keep us posted, all right?
Absolutely.
All right. You can find out more online, always something worth seeing, at pac.clarkstate.edu. You can get tickets there as well. Keeping with our notion of the shutdown, all the talk that's coming out of there sometimes makes me, makes me sing this tune. This is John Gorka on 91.3.